This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. The HRND earns a certificate from controlling body and this Mangaliso Wetland Park gears up for safe festive season. The time is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Umango City University of Technology has been awarded a certificate by the South African Board for People Practice after a comprehensive audit of its human resource system. The audit assessed MET's HR functions against 13 standards, with the university achieving an average rating of 60% or higher in four areas, including HR governance, reward and recognition, employee wellness, and HR monitoring and evaluation. This certification is a notable achievement, with MET being the first university in eThekwini to receive this national recognition. The SABPP set international standards for HR and people management practices, and this audit provides a clear view of MET's HR department's performance and standing. In other news, the East Mangaliso Wetland Park is gearing up for a festive season, prioritizing visitor safety and environmental protection. The CEO, Sibusiso Bukosini, says they have strengthened cooperation with the traditional leaders and local communities to manage visitor safety and protect the natural environment. The park has seen a decline in drownings due to strict safety controls, and lifeguard numbers will be boosted during the holidays. However, Bukosini warns a potential rise in illegal activities like poaching during the period, and the park has invested 2.5 million in cameras along major routes to enhance monitoring and ensure tourist safety.
You will notice that on the N2, there are cameras along the route, as well as Route 22 from Shushlwe. We sponsored those cameras and spent around 2.5 million rand. More roads are also now being fitted with cameras. This is a sign that we are committed to the safety of our tourists.
This is again a sign which we are committed to is safety of our tourist aid.
And finally, Kayam Tetwa is set to host Art and Worship 2, a live worship experience, on November 15, 2025, at the Big Top Arena, Carnival City. This event promises to be a powerful blend of music, creativity, and spiritual connection, featuring Tetwa and other artists, including Hle, Taki Ndowu, and Xoli Mncwango. The event will include sign language interpretation and worship masterclasses in Johannesburg to empower the next generation of worship leaders. Mteto hopes attendees will leave refreshed, revived and encouraged, and believes the event will be a catalyst for change in South Africa. Art and Worship 2 is a celebration of faith, art and culture, and all are welcome to attend. To recap the top stories this hour, the HRND earns a certificate from controlling body and this Mangaliso Wetland Park gears up for safe festive season. That is all for me this hour. Catch me again with your headlines at the bottom of the hour. Reporting live on MET Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile.
This is an MET Radio podcast.